Russell back to draw. Ryan Clark.
It is good.
Down towards Ryan.
Picked off by Tyrone Tom Brady. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
For Toyota's Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy, continuing our look back at 2001 and the Pats' first Super Bowl championship with Mike Reese, Brian Morey, Ron Borges, and Tom Curran. The Pats are riding a five-game winning streak into the regular season finale. It's at home, the presumed farewell to Foxborough Stadium. What were the emotions like when everybody convened here in Foxborough on that day, Mike?
Well, this is one of those games as a fan where you wanted to take your chair back seat if you were fortunate enough to have one. You know, there weren't that many of them in the stadium. So talk about the emotion of the fans. Take you back to halftime. Do you recall John Hanna here, Steve Grogan, all the franchise greats were here to celebrate the 31-year sort of existence of this stadium. You saw the construction off in the distance. So a little bit of a finality was sort of the feeling from the fans that were coming to the game that day. And then we can talk about the game. I mean, Tom Brady catching a pass from Kevin Falk. You know, they later instituted a rule. There's only one person that's going to throw passes in this offense. It's Tom Brady. But at that time, he wasn't the Tom Brady that we come to know.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of people that had been either fans for a long time or covering the team for a long time, there was a side of it that was like, thank God, something better has got to be happening over there than has been happening over here. I remember that year they had a trailer. Remember they had a trailer that was the media attendant at the time because you couldn't be in the stadium the way things were going on. I just remember the wind was blowing one December. I was in there with Terry Price from Hartford. We were the last two guys there, and the thing started rocking. And I looked over to him and I said, you know, with a little luck, one or two things is going to happen. We're going to die at the bottom of the hill, or we're going to own the Patriots at the bottom of the hill because this trail is going, you know.
It's funny. All four of us are from here in New England. All of us went to the games, I'm sure, as Utes. You might have gone to Fenway or wherever else, but
Harvard
had
stadium.
Been in that stadium. So, well, I was still in the early stages of covering the team, and I always loved the fact that you'd walk out, come out of the press box before the end, and you'd be along the end zone. And we'd walk down and you'd be there in the tunnel as the game ended and you'd watch the game end and the players had come through. And it was just interesting to watch the crappy games, the Tuna Bowl games, how rancorous it could be, but then just the jubilation in this last game. And having grown up here and appreciated the stadium and lived and died with the 76 Patriots and cried my eyes out when Stabler scored, it was neat. It was something that you enjoyed and you could take off the Brady Bledsoe, whichever jersey you were wearing, inside you were fighting for the last 14 weeks and just appreciate the fact that, holy hell, I have a great job.
And the players all came out and were shaking hands with the fans along the wall after that game, and that was a very emotional moment as well.
Do you remember going into the locker room and what the locker room was like? Like, each player had, like, it was a long metal, like, bench in front of their lockers, and think about what we see now, you know, nice mahogany lockers, beautiful carpet. I mean, that's how old and outdated it was. There was one tunnel, like you mentioned, Tom, where both teams had to go, if I remember, to get to, you know, one locker room went left, the other went to the other side. The referees went the same tunnel. We were right there. You're sort of right on top of the action, which you don't get these days.
Winning changes the way you look at things, and it became, I guess, venerable, Foxborough Stadium, by that point in time. How much was it a metaphor for the franchise, for the team? The way people looked at the Patriots, the way people look back now on that day in particular in Foxborough Stadium.
There in the distance was this new building, this fancy new building. It was going to be one of the jewels of the league. And as it turned out, they were building a team that was going to be a jewel for the league, too. And so you sort of didn't know for sure that there was this new day dawning over here, but you knew something was closing over here that had been interesting but not always fun.
And it turns out that it wasn't the last game in Foxborough because the Raiders blow the opportunity to host in the postseason thanks to the Jets, and the Patriots play Oakland in the Snow Bowl a couple weeks later.
And what you end up getting is probably the most visually appetizing game that I've ever seen in terms of a night game, and Patriots didn't do a heck of a job covering up that field either for Tim Brown, Jerry Rice, and Rich Gannon and that fast break offense, Charlie Garner. And that game unfolded in a fascinating way as well. But not only do you get a bonus game, you get the most memorable possible bonus game with the most incredible plays that are ultimately made.
And it's a game that deserves its very own segment. We will continue our discussion of the 2001 Patriots throughout the season. Stay with Patriots.com as we celebrate the 15-year anniversary of the Super Bowl 36 champs.